This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. Good day. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, a good day is upon you. Wonderful day. Enjoy some of your time with us. The DJV Experience features me, Doug, and then Jennifer and Victoria here with a spin on the day. You know what's going on. You know the Koreans launched another missile. It didn't work. You know there's a lot of U.S. warships over there. And you know the Chinese and the Americans are working together to try to fix the problem. Be nice if somebody would work together with the Americans to fix the problems in the Middle East. And then, of course, there are problems every day. People spend all day. And that's really what the human condition is about. What would we do for work if we didn't have problems to fix? I was talking to somebody last night who has a job with an Israeli technology company, and their aim is the whole company is built around fixing problems that come about as a result of insurance companies not being able to figure out some of the things that need to be figured out when somebody dies. The corresponding work that used to be done by a human being, problems that would, okay, so what the problem is, this person's died. He has a life insurance policy or she has a life insurance policy. What do we pay on it? And used to be somebody who would sit down an actuary and they'd go through the paperwork and think, nope, not anymore. There's a computer software program that figures it all out in 4 seconds. And you get your money in a week. So, I mean, who would have thought, but that's the way things are going. And it's just, it's really pretty amazing what opportunities there are there. Who would have thought 10 years ago there'd be a job doing that? And then you look at the situation in terms of jobs and where there is work. Where do you think the number one opportunity is? I'll let everybody sort of chime in on this. What's the number one opportunity for a career, specifically, not generally, specifically if you know? If you don't, it's fine. This isn't really a test. Just see if everybody knows what the opportunity is now that awaits you if you do a certain, follow certain courses in school, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you think the number one opportunities are, Jennifer?
I would guess it's either IT or program developer, like okay. Code writer.
All right. What about you? What do you think, Victoria?
I was going to say code. Coding is really big. Yeah, okay. That's what I would guess, too.
Kara, you want to take a shot at this?
I was going to say that or some kind of engineering.
Mm-hmm. The Providers Council of America says that the number of human service workers that are needed in our country is the largest need on the horizon. The industry that is known is not the healthcare industry. It's what do you do with people, and I don't know what else to call it. But it's health services, I guess. What do you do with people that aren't in the hospital that need healthcare? And this is referred to sort of a catch-all human services industry.
Like home health care? Is that what they're talking about, sort of?
Yeah, okay. That sort of thing. Unfortunately, these jobs don't pay a lot. Home health care, personal care aides, that sort of thing. A lot of them work for minimum wage or a little higher than that. So the problem is that a lot of mistakes are being made, and these companies being sued because the people that they have doing these jobs are not that smart, or scratch that, they're not that well-trained. Because who's going to have gone to college for 4 years and get $12 an hour?
I've had a little bit of experience with this like this faction of people, and it seems like most of them are foreign. Most of them come in, not to be weird or funny, but most of them come in from the Philippines, and, or at least it's my experience in California, and do it for a lot less money than if you were going through a, you know, high-end agency that would give you probably American citizens as workers.
But you see what's
happening. Is this like orderlies? Is that what you're talking about? Like, I don't, like, what does this job mean? Like, what?
Well, it's working in the human services field. People who are working as home health care aides, people who come to your home to take care of someone, most elderly, disabled people are the ones that are getting these sort of services.
Okay.
And the staffing
shortages
are huge. No, not a nurse. No.
Okay.
Some of them have training. Some of them have like LVN training, you know, that sort of thing. But typically it's people that have been trained in changing adult diapers, who have been, you know, who will feed you.
Unglamorous jobs, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But because of what you just said, I think, Jennifer, you said there are Philippines, the people who come here that don't understand English well and get these jobs, they may understand what the needs are, but because they can't read oftentimes directions or they don't really know, there have been a lot of lawsuits that have been aimed at these companies that are providing these services because they screw things up. And whether it's the Philippines or whether they're Spanish-speaking or whatever it is, it is now becoming a problem. So now they're looking for college-educated people that would make a lot more money, even though I'm looking at the overview, that one college course I'm looking at, actually my alma mater, is instituting this sort of thing because there is need. Like law enforcement, there are courses now that are expanding in law enforcement, and a lot of lawyers in their pre-legal or whatever that specific course before pre-law school, they got to take police courses, that sort of thing. But they get paid better. The human service workers have the biggest opportunity, but the question will come on whether the companies are willing to pay enough to attract good people to go into those fields. Because that's really, I believe part of our service here is to give you help trying to find a job. If you're looking for a job or ideas anyway. And so that's one. But I think it's got some maturation to do because they haven't figured out how to pay these people what they need.
Yeah, and because it's a difficult job and there are very high depression rates with, you know, healthcare workers like that, there's a lot of elder abuse. And then when the families find out, then there's lawsuits and it's not malpractice, but there are a lot of lawsuits against the insurance companies that send these workers. It's kind of a mess.
Yeah,
I mean, my grandfather, before he passed away, he was on hospice, and my parents, fortunately, could pay to have nurses there and everything for him, but all the nurses had horror stories of what would happen when they would go into other homes where these orderly type people, and the human workers or whatever, they weren't really doing their job, and that there was horrible elder abuse.
What the exception to that is, and unfortunately only happens when you're dying, is hospice.
Hospice is amazing.
I don't know how much they get paid. I've experienced them two or three times.
A
in
lot
my
of
life.
People volunteer to do hospice.
Yes,
care, I've noticed.
I think you're right. A lot of nurses that are off duty, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen what happens. That is one of the most rewarding. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. Most rewarding things is to see a lot of these people who are just the opposite of what both of you said a minute ago. The opportunities for abuse are there, but there also are opportunities to really get the starch of people who have devoted their life to helping other people. I mean, let's face it, we're all here to help. We're helping, you and I are helping by giving people information, hopefully entertainment, something good to start their day or use at some point during the day. And that's a service. And, you know, the guy drives the bus is providing your service. The person who fixes your car is providing you a service. Most everybody is of service. But when you take it so seriously that you get paid for 8 or 10 hours a day to do it, and then you volunteer another 2 to 4 hours doing the same thing, that says something about you that is really extraordinary. And, you know, those are the kind of people you just have to tap your hat to them. And I think you're right. I remember when my former wife, Tony, was dying, and the hospice people were in there, and they just sat there. It was almost like a religious experience. when there was a question, the lady was reading a book, and she would watch. But while she was reading the book, she had her eye on every pulse. She watched Tony's. Now, I asked her what she was doing. Out of one eye, she was watching the vein in her neck to make sure that she was still breathing. And that's how she would watch her breaths. So she would imagine, that's kind of a skill set, isn't it? It's probably not a laughing matter, but under the circumstances, she's reading a book and she's also watching her pulse and her breath at the same time. And it's a special. There are so many, though, when you think about it, specialized fields. I came home at midnight on Saturday and I didn't have any hot water. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, I just had a new burner installed, and it was very expensive. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, where do these guys screw up? And I went down in the basement, there was water all over the place. And I was frustrated, and I wanted to take a shower, but I wasn't going to take one in cold water. So I said, I'll wait until tomorrow. And it was Easter morning, so I called the guy who put it in, and he's somebody that I know, and he called me back. He says, well, I'm on my way to New Jersey. I'm going to Victoria's house for a weekend.
He's invited to the wedding.
He's ready for the wedding.
Yeah. To the wedding, right. All right, so I went down in the basement and I had my cell phone, and he says, flip this switch, and I did. Push that button, and I did. And he said, what happened? I said, it started to work. And he said, check the overflow valve, and I did, and it was stuck. So the water had come out of that, and it had used up so much water that it shut itself down. For whatever the reason, the valve had rust or glunk in it, and so it malfunctioned. So he just said, push that, shut that, gunga bunga, and that was the end of it. And so I had hot water in about an hour. But this is a guy, this is a very specialized boiler. And he's the only guy I know in Framingham who knows how to service these things. And so in that circumstance, he's carved himself. Is he worth $140 an hour after that? Yeah. He is worth $140 an hour because he knew exactly what to do, and he told me how to do it. And he's not going to charge me for it. He's just as happy that I had water. But, you know, those are the sorts of things that we're talking about. Everything is so specialized now. The old days, all you needed to get the furnace to work is a shovel and a bin of coal. Shovel the coal into the bin, and you got heat. Voila! And you wanted hot water? The hot water ran off of a tank, a steel galvanized tank that was in the burner, and so when you were shoveling coal in there as a fire, it was heating the tank that was in the furnace. That's how you had hot water. Or you cooked it, you did it on the stove, or you put a big kettle on the fireplace. But now, you know, it's everything is specialized, and so we curse it to a certain extent, but then when we all use it, and then it doesn't work, and you got somebody like that who knows exactly what to do. It was a 4-minute phone conversation, and the problem was solved. So is that guy worth $140 an hour? Absolutely. I mean, Jennifer, look at the trouble you had at your house, and how long did it take you to get somebody there? And you didn't care. You just wanted it fixed.
Just wanted it fixed. Yeah. They'd come, and they'd say, oh, can't do it. We can't do this. We can't go into the house. I mean, just ridiculous.
Right, yeah. But at any rate, I mean, we're talking about, I guess, skilled stuff versus non-skilled and what you're happy to pay for, because everything, again, is becoming so technical. Oh, my God. It really is. Under the circumstances, though, let's give thanks for having a good day. It's 20 minutes past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. Still alone. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Monday here on the DJB Experience, and we start with Lady Gaga. The song is called The Cure. She was filling in for Beyonce at Coachella on Saturday. Lady Gaga surprised the audience with this song, brand new. Let's listen and see if we like it. The Cure.
Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song.
Coachella? I didn't even remember that Coachella was this past weekend.
This past weekend, yeah. And again this coming weekend.
Yeah. So is she performing at both ends, or just this past weekend?
I think the first one.
How often is it the case that the performers there would be playing at both ends of the experience, both weekends?
I don't know. I've never been. So I thought it was only one weekend she was doing, and that it was somebody else next weekend. But maybe it's both.
So how many people were on stage all weekend at Coachella? Like there are a bunch of people. This is like a big festival.
Yeah.
Day long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who else is there? Do we know?
I don't have the lineup in front of me. There's so many people. But
Radiohead was one that I saw a lot of people talking about. That was probably the biggest, as far as social media goes, that was the one that got the biggest headlines.
Yeah. All right. So we like this? Let's just do it for a minute. The Cure.
We keep missing the hook. I like the hook of it.
I'll fix you with my love. That's The Cure. I get it.
Apparently, she was also filming with Bradley Cooper at Coachella because, you know, they're doing A Star is Born.
Ah, really?
So they're using some of that footage for the movie.
Ah, cool. Huh. Makes sense. You say you're okay, I'm going to heal you anyway. Nice. All right, so that's Gaga for the new song called The Cure. Also new this week, New Music Monday, focusing on Chris Stapleton's song Broken Halos.
Angels come from the heavens just to help us on our way.
I didn't remember he sounded like this.
Yep.
Really? First single from the upcoming album From a Room, Volume 1, which is due out the 5th of next month. Chris Stapleton.
sing my share of
country, yeah, for the most part. Isn't he, JJ?
Oh, yeah, very country. He's the one that kind of shot to fame after he appeared, I think, at the Grammys with Justin Timberlake. They did the duet together.
Uh-huh.
And then he won Best Male Artist, I mean, really that year, that same year. So his first album got him a big award.
Yeah. And he deserves it, you think?
I think he's like a good singer. I mean, he's not quite in my wheelhouse. He's not my favorite country singer. But,
yeah.
I mean, I love the sound of his voice. He's got a nice tone, the raspiness. So.
You like that.
He's almost a little southern rock and not traditional country. But
Definitely.
But you're right. He has a really nice tone.
All right, so with me, I'm one for two. I like the Gaga song. This one doesn't do much for me. All right, the other new music that we have today is from TLC, Way Back It's Called. First song in 15 years off an upcoming album released in June.
So this is something I can get behind.
Funded by a Kickstarter campaign. Let's listen. Crank it up. Feels like a retro tune. Does this sound like 80s music to you?
It sounds like them, so I like
it. They have the same sound.
I think it's catchy.
You do?
Yeah.
Why'd they need the fund from Kickstarter to do this? Well, they have...
I would imagine, you know, they broke up for a while. Their third member died, and so the two of them then decided to go back out on tour. The remaining two members went out on tour. They did the hologram with their third member. They haven't had a record deal, so I'm sure this is their way of doing that.
Who died, T, L, or C?
It was L.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, there we have info you didn't have before you started listening to that, folks. 28 after the hour. It's still nothing but a thing to pick up where we left off, yeah. Don't you ever think that's gonna call that us. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So your cat rubs his face on you. A cat rubbing her face on you is a sign of affection. Cats have glands on their cheeks and the corners of their mouths. When they rub against you or leg or any part of your body, they leave some of their scent on you. According to feline etiquette, that is a compliment. So don't complain about it. That's why so often when people come over, your cat will rub against them. These are facial pheromones and can also be very calming to the cat. In fact, when introducing two new cats, scent swapping or rubbing the scent of each cat on the other is often suggested. It can make all the difference in the world. A lot of people complain about cats rubbing up against them, but in reality, it's kind of like a handshake. It's kind of like a hug. By coming up and rubbing their face on you and putting those facial pheromones on their body, they're accepting you as a friend. They're accepting you as part of the family or at least as a good visitor. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Things will be all right. Soon, sooner than later, things will be good. Everything is beautiful. At 34 after the hour, it's the DJV Experience. Hello! How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. There's Jennifer Horn over there. Hi, Jennifer. And we're all subtle
today. Hi,
Ducky.
I know.
Keenan is here. Are we? We're just kind of quiet today. You know,
Monday.
Yeah, it is kind of quiet. Maybe I should make some noise.
No.
Oh, boy. That never gets old, Miles'
no,
voice.
It's going to get a lot of use today.
Oh, boy.
Yoda. Mm. Okay. Jennifer. All right. Excuse me. The White House said on Friday it will not release lists of individuals who visit the White House, citing grave national security risks and privacy concerns. And then, of course, all of the hoopla. I'm going to go get the to sue the Secret Service. We want access to the visitor logs. And that was fine until they found out that the Obama administration released visitor logs every month, but they redacted about three-quarters of the names. So, and okay, so if Fred came in from Arizona to visit his brother, who's a Secret Service agent, that's probably on the list. But anybody they didn't want you to see on the list?
I would think that wouldn't be on the list.
What,
if you're visiting
runner?
Someone who's in the Secret Service, you wouldn't want a family member.
Maybe not. I was using that as a...
So obviously there's security reasons for the redactions, but the rest is just like tourist groups, right?
Yeah, I think so. Did you, anybody here ever take a tour of the White House?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I never have.
I mean, I was a kid in school, so I don't really remember, going. I don't remember a whole lot of security issues, but yeah.
Carrie, you ever been to the White House?
You know, I haven't, and it's just I never even
You're
thought that
the
we.
Corner.
Yeah, we never took any field trips there. We always went to the zoo and the aquarium, but we never got to go to the White House.
Huh?
The heck, I was
outrageous.
Deprived as a child.
Yes, you were. I'd sue somebody if I were you.
And I definitely can't go now that I'm an adult, right?
All right, there's a new plan in Las Vegas this week, Jennifer, to install vending machines that will dispense clean needles.
Ew.
In order to fight rising heroin and HIV rates, the vending machines. Who thinks this is a good idea?
I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, you see this happen all the time where people hand out free clean needles to people with drug problems. I don't know. I mean, yeah, you want them to be using clean needles if they're using, but it is... It's handing an addict more ammunition. I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
You have to enter an ID number to access the clean needles. So you have to be in a program that is aimed at getting you off of the heroin addiction. I find that interesting. It's called Track B Exchange. You know, have you ever heard of that before? It's aimed at there are so many hard drug users, apparently, in Las Vegas. They have a city reduction center where you go to exchange the needles. But because it's inconvenient, quote unquote, now people can just go to a vending machine in a hotel lobby and get them. Huh?
It seems weird.
Oh, my God.
There are a lot of people doing this now, though. It seems counterintuitive to me to make it easier, but at the same time, these people are just so apt to using no matter what that you want them to have the cleanest possible way to keep themselves as healthy as possible. I don't know.
Okay, so let's do the sports story. Before we get to the Rod Carew heart transplant story, for those of you who did not hear this, the buzz in New England over the weekend, there were two sports stories. One of them is the marathons being run today. 34,982 people, 984 people are signed up to run this marathon. And they're pretty much on the race site already. And the other story has to do with Aaron Hernandez, former New England Patriots star who was found not guilty in the double murder trial. Not guilty. He was guilty of weapons charges.
He's still life in prison, though, right?
Yeah, he's in prison anyway. Yeah. He killed a couple of guys in 2012, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Back then? Yeah. But his lawyers say an ex-friend of his is the one who killed the guys this time around. What a nice set of friends he must have.
Oh, lovely.
Well, this I actually watched part of the trial. This ex-friend that I guess is the one who killed him, the guy who's in jail also shot that friend in the face and tried to kill him. So they've tried to kill each other. And it's just a mess. Everybody should get better friends.
Oh, God.
I just got to say.
It's a good takeaway, Kara. Everyone just needs better friends.
All right. So here's the story, and I'm going to defer to the two of you on this one because I know who Rod Carew is, but I didn't know this was going on at all. The fellow who saved... the only thing that I would ask, when you think about it, there's a movie that's around now that I saw about what happens, and this sort of fits in. Those of you who remember Richie McFadden on here talking all the time about how it would not behoove you to have the whoever's got the word on the plug not be a doctor or somebody who's involved in harvesting organs, because these sorts of things happen. This is an organ transplant situation, and I will preface it by saying that apparently... This happened in Los Angeles, Jennifer. Last Friday, I was being told a story about a black kid, and he was younger, came into the hospital, and the doctor decided on his own that he was homeless. He appeared to be homeless and without family, and he was Haitian or something. So they didn't find anybody. They pulled the plug and took all of his organs out, And it came to pass that he was a well-to-do kid from a family, and he, I don't know, he'd run away from home or something. But they basically killed him to harvest his organs. Because there's so much money in this stuff now.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how that affects this story. Rod Carew.
Not even money, but a need.
I know. Okay, so what's the story here? He found out last fall that he had a problem, or hasn't he had a problem with his heart for a while, Rod Carew?
Well, I guess he was told he's had problems for a while, and he needed a heart and a kidney. And so at 71, you're not at the top of the list for a new heart and a new kidney. So the kind of miraculous part of this story is when the New York Jets tight end Conrad Roland died of a brain aneurysm in December, he was 29. It was very shocking, very surprising. It was very sad. So 2 days later, Rod Carew finds out that there is a heart and a kidney that's available for him. And as his wife, as Rod Carew's wife is, you know, sweating it out while he's on the operating table, Mary Roland, who is the mother of the young guy who died, she's trying to figure out, she's seeing a lot of stories about Rod Carew has been given a 29-year-old's heart and a kidney. So she starts putting it together and thinks, well, wait a minute, is there any chance that this could be my son's organs are going to Rod Carew? The connection that they had was that her son went to elementary school with Rod Carew's daughter, and Rod Carew was his idol, and he got to meet him one day after school, and she said that's all he talked about for like a week, was that he got to meet Rod Carew when he was 11. And so it turns out it was his heart and kidney that went to Rod Carew.
Wow.
And Mary Roland reached out to Rhonda Carew and said, and left a voicemail saying, I think your husband has my son's heart and kidney. Please call me back. So about 3 weeks ago, Rod went through the surgery. He's fine. And so Mary met Rhonda and Rod and was able to listen to her son's heartbeat.
Isn't that something?
That is so sweet.
Put yourself in that position. What would you be thinking? My son is alive.
I mean, I can't even imagine.
It makes
that.
You feel better, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That just a little.
Something is a contribution there. And that's a good side. The bad side is the story I told earlier. The good side is that story. So let's hold on to that story. Speaking of good stories, 43 past the hour, time for us to tell you about how we slept last night. I slept, I don't know, it was a strange, weird night for me. And I don't know, it wasn't because the parachute sheets on the bed. It was just a strange night. But most of the time, I get into bed, and I feel like I'm better off than I was before with just everyday ordinary sheets, because parachute is anything but everyday and ordinary. They make modern bedding for a much more comfortable experience between the sheets. And so if you are in the mind and the mood and the need has arisen that you need to get some new sheets, pillowcases, that sort of thing, or all kinds of things for your home because there's towels in there. Again, describe, Victoria, what you saw when you went to the website to see all the other thing, the things that Parachute Home's doing now besides bedding, which is 100% natural. The towels are 100% natural. What else is there there?
Well, whenever we go down to my parents' house, I always do a bunch of laundry, and so I was able to try out the new wool balls that they have from Parachute Home that substitutes dryer sheets, and they work so well, and it also cuts the drying time in half.
Does
so you're
it?
Saving electricity, and it's an all-natural alternative to, I mean, one of the most toxic things that we have in our daily life is fabric softener.
Yes.
It's and dryer sheets are even worse.
Yeah.
So these are the all-natural. You put all three in the dryer, and it's I don't know how it's some sort of a little miracle, but it works really well. It softens your clothes, and it also gets rid of all the static. So for $19, I was very excited for that.
So our advice is to visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV and look at what they have to offer. Their bedding is simple, it's beautiful, it's modern. All their designs are inspired by their headquarters in Venice Beach. I remember walking around in there and thinking, oh, this is a cool place because it looks just like the beach. But it's much more than that. And the comfiness that you'll feel by having this bedding on your bed is second to none. So visit ParachuteHome.com/TJV. Look at all the things they have. Order your bedding, order your towels, order the things that
are being described here in part by Victoria, but you can go look the whole thing over and find something that is very satisfying in the shopping experience. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. You get free shipping as well by using that, and the returns on Parachute's comfy bedding, you're allowed for 60 days to use the sheets. You don't like them, you send them back. All that's part of the deal. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV for a wonderful, fabulous experience when it comes to sheets and home accessories.
What are you going to do with your tax refund this year? Think about it for a second. Okay, now triple whatever it is. Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes is giving two lucky Staples shoppers a chance to win triple their tax 2016 federal refund or amount owed, up to $15,000. Just spend $25 or more at any Staples store and use the code on your receipt to enter for a chance to win up to $15,000 at staples.com/tax sweeps. That's staples.com/tax sweeps. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends April 29th. See website for official rules.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Yes, you heard me correctly. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money by switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. I was watching on the plane coming back Saturday night the history of Warren Buffett. What a fabulous...
And you didn't
HBO
sleep on
special.
The plane, huh?
No, I didn't. No, it was a great story.
That didn't do it for you? Okay.
No, it was a fabulous story of his life. I had no idea that his wife left him. They stayed married. She lived in San Francisco, and he was living with somebody else that he's married to now. Married her after, but his wife had a fabulous relationship, and he and this woman had a great relationship. But the way he's run his business and his family is just kind of a warm experience. The reason I tell you that now is because he made the decision to buy Geico a long time ago, and it's done nothing but make millions and jillions of dollars for the holders of that stock. Anyway, let's do some food news here. Jennifer has been complaining about her allergies, so I have five foods for you, Jennifer, to eat.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you have allergies to pollen, which is all over the place, I can feel it here. On the farm, you can feel it everywhere now. This is allergy season. So if you add these five items to your daily meals, it'll help reduce the impact pollen has on your system. Number one, apples, chock full of vitamin C and other friendly chemicals like flavonoids. Apples help reduce the swelling caused by these pesky allergies that you find this time of year.
Okay.
Number two, salmon. Studies show that wild salmon can not only reduce your risk of developing intense allergies, but can help treat them because of the amount of natural anti-inflammatories in the fish. Right?
So, not a fan, but what else you got?
Pineapple contains special enzymes that act as natural antihistamines to battle your stuffy nose. Strawberries. Similar to apples, strawberries have an anti-inflammatory property to fight off allergens because they are rich as well in flavonoids.
Mm-hmm.
And then tea. Whether it be green tea, black tea, white tea, teas contain flavonoids as well. So I guess the thread here is to seek out foods, natural foods, and most of them are fruit or things that are grown naturally that have these flavonoids that help reduce inflammation. As the pollen is going to be heavy this time of year. So apples, salmon, pineapple, strawberries, and tea beat the allergies. There you go, Jennifer. You'll be healthy now for the rest of your life. 10 before the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now, 53 after the hour here, time for our weekly visit from Uri Geller from his home in Israel. He's been traveling this week, went to Spain to do a radio or television program, actually. And the focus was positive thinking. And I always want to get Uri is one of the great minds in our world today. He's used his mind to help so many millions of people. He sets a tone in his lectures and his presentations and that sort of thing, always trying to get people out of, if you're in a morning mood, if you get up and you don't like your mood or your dream, you look at the news, you listen to the stories on the radio of all this crazy stuff going on. So I guess the question area is, how do you start your day with something positive?
Well, Doug, when you get up in the morning and you hear or see in the news that the mother of all bombs was dropped on Afghanistan, you gotta kind of think, my God, what is going on? And by the way, Doug, you probably spoke on the show about this huge bomb that was dropped. Do you know really what mother of all bombs stands for?
What it stands for? No, I don't know. You mean the M-O-A-B?
Yeah, it really stands for Massive Ordnance Air Blast.
Yeah, because
Massive
it blows up over... It blows up in the air over the area, yeah.
Exactly, and what it does when it blows up, I mean, we're about to talk about positive thinking, but you've got to mention these crazy things that are happening 24 hours a day, because most of the news that is pumped into our brains is negative news, and,
yeah,
you know, because we are animals, we have that animal instinct, we are interested also about negative news. I mean, how many times did people view the poor poor doctor being dragged out to United Airlines.
Yeah.
That went viral like crazy. Millions of people wanted to see how this poor man with a bleeding nose, two front teeth missing, broken nose, is being dragged out of the plane. That's negative. Don't you agree? That's negative.
Yeah.
Right. So, but we're still animals. We're still curious to look at that. Rather than waking up in an attitude of gratitude and thinking positive and kind of saying, okay, today is going to be a good day for me. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to be confident. I'm going to go to work happy. And I'm going to look for opportunities that pass me by every day. The successful people in life, Doug, are the people who could sense, almost with extrasensory perception, other opportunities in their lives. If you look at my Facebook this week, you will find a video. Actually, get on it. You'll find a video of me singing something that is totally out of the ordinary for me.
God, I don't think I've ever heard you sing in my life, and I've been around you for 25 years.
Ashipi, please email Doug right now the longer clip. You'll see me singing, and I want to know your true reaction. But
okay.
My message after that video is basically, look, I've been asked to sing. I said, no way. And I must admit that that show was the most horrifying, nerve-wracking show I've ever done, because I'm not a singer and I had to memorize the words. The song was one of the most difficult songs that originally was sung by Charles Aznavour. But I did it. I did it to prove a point to myself. And under that video on my Facebook, you will find a whole story about, hey, did you ever dare to step out of the box and look for something else in your life? Maybe your skills and talents are kind of buried in your inner mind, and beside your work that you do now, maybe there are other opportunities for you out there, and that's positive, and you shouldn't be afraid to go into them as long as you have an inbuilt safety device, you have your job, you're getting your salary. But put your hands into something new, something different, something that can enhance your life and that you never believed you can achieve.
Uri, always a pleasure, always great, always inspirational. Uri Geller, website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrend.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.